Noon and welcome to the August 25th Planning Commission hearing. Let's first take roll call. Commissioner Bartlett.
Here.
Commissioner Rice.
Here.
Commissioner Harper.
Here.
And I believe Commissioner Paris, are you on the line?
Here.
Great. And I'm Commissioner Ha. Let's see here, we got the minutes. It's been a while since we met last, May 26, 2021. Has everyone gotten a chance to review the minute for the May 26th? And do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Minutes May 26, 2021 is approved. Okay, executive officer, I think we have only one item on the agenda today. Oh. Oh, I'm sorry. It's been a while. Let's rise and for the Pledge of Allegiance. Sorry about that. Commissioner Bartlett, you want to lead us?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Sorry about that. It's been, like I said, it's been a couple months. So now, Executive Officer, can you introduce the first and only item on the agenda for today?
Thank you, Commissioner Ha. So today we have one item, planning application 20-0255. This is related to the Crystal Consultant List, and we have a presentation from Judy Kim.
Sharon, do we need to wait to see if it's visible on that screen?
John, can you hear me?
Hello, can anyone see the presentation on their screen?
I do.
I cannot see my.
Somebody's saying.
I think that might be Commissioner Perez speaking.
Commissioner Perez, can you see the exhibit on the screen? Or the PowerPoint? They can't hear me.
Commissioner Perez, can you hear us?
John, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Can you unmute?
I was muted. I think I'm back on. Is that okay now?
Yes, we can hear you now. Can you see the PowerPoint
on
the screen?
Not on the screen, but it was emailed to me.
Okay, I'll just proceed then. Okay, apologies, commissioners, for the slight delay. For any of those who's joined online, if you cannot see the presentation today, all of the information I'm going to be sharing to you is included in the staff report, which is available online. All right, good afternoon, Chairman and commissioners. My name is Judy Kim, and I am the Private Property Permits Manager here at OC Development Services. The item before you today is a discussion item in which staff is requesting that the Planning Commission authorize OC Development Services staff to open an additional application window for the certification of county certified acoustical consultants this year in 2021 prior to the next application window, which is not scheduled to be until 2025. Opening this additional application window would allow interested parties to apply for certification this year, again, as opposed to the next scheduled application window in 2025. So in today's presentation, I will provide an overview of the items listed up here on the screen. The current certification process is outlined in the county's Land Use Noise Compatibility Manual. The excerpt for certification is displayed here. Based on this guidance, staff has historically opened the application window the months prior to the certification hearing, which is traditionally held in January. Upon being certified, the certification is valid for 5 years. The last application window for recertification was opened in November 2020 to bring the item for consideration to the Planning Commission in January. The Planning Commission certification hearing was held on January 27th to establish the new county certified acoustical consultants list, which is included as attachment 2 in today's staff report. The new list certified a total of 4 county acoustical consultants. Following this January certification hearing, we received several inquiries from consultants requesting to be certified in the subsequent months. These individuals were unaware that the application period had already opened and closed at the end of 2020, primarily attributing their lack of awareness of the application window opening due to the COVID-19 pandemic and their limited access to notices sent to their places of work. As the guidelines in the manual are policy only, the window for applications may open outside of the specified months stated in the manual, subject to the approval of the Planning Commission. If staff is authorized to open an additional application window, we will once more reach out to all 16 consultants on the previous certified list, the 2015-2020 list, informing them of the recertification process. Additional notice will also be made in the OC Reporter and posted on our website, with links to information on the process and the application instructions. Staff will also be sure to inform the current list of certified acoustical consultants that they do not need to request recertification during this new application window, as their certifications will continue to remain valid. Staff will then present to the Planning Commission request to certify an additional group of acoustical consultants, the target date of which is October. Following the approval of Planning Commission Resolution Number 2101 during the May 26, 2021 hearing, staff is currently scheduled to appear before the Board of Supervisors in November to request that the Board approve the Planning Commission's recommendation to adopt amendments to the county's land use noise compatibility manual. Just as a reminder, this proposed update would increase the period of certification validity to 6 years versus the existing 5 years, and also open the certification hearing every 3 years versus the existing every 5 years. If an additional group of consultants is certified this year, their certification would be valid until 2026. If the board approves adoption of these amendments, the certification for all county certified acoustical consultants, including the applicants from last year, would then be made valid until 2026. Therefore, there is no lost in time for the period of certification validity for these individuals being certified after last year's application window. If the amendment is adopted, again, both groups of certified consultants would return to request certification at the same time, which would not be until the end of 2026. If the Planning Commission approves staff to open the application window, staff would adhere to the timeline presented here on the screen in order to return back to the Planning Commission for the certification hearing prior to the scheduled board date meeting in November. Given these factors and the circumstances that may have prevented potential applicants from requesting certification in 2020, OC Development Services Permitting recommends that the Planning Commission receive staff report, find that opening the application window for certification of county-certified acoustical consultants is not a project per CEQA Guidelines Section 15378, and approve planning application PA210146 to authorize OC Development Services to open an additional application window from September 1st 2021 through September 30th, 2021, for the certification of county certified acoustical consultants in 2021 prior to the next application window in 2025. That concludes my presentation for today. I'm here for any questions that you may have.
Do we have any questions?
No, nothing.
I don't. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, it's been a while, so do we open the public comments if there are any members of the public?
So this is a discussion item, right? So we don't have to open public comments.
It is a discussion item, but discussion items, you're allowed to have public comments. You don't have to open an official public hearing.
Okay.
So just you can ask the clerk, Sharon, if there are any public comments.
Do we know if we have anybody?
This is John with IT.
I can ask John. John, do you see anybody on WebEx? There's nobody in the room here.
No, not at all.
Okay, so no comments online and no comments in the room.
Okay. Correct. And since the commissioner don't have any questions.
I'll just make an observation maybe, if I can, Mr. Chairman, just say thank you to Judy. That was a really comprehensive and well-done staff report. And it seems like we're trying to do the right thing here and opening this up. There's been some circumstances that have been a little bit unusual. We're widening the playing field a little bit for people, creating probably a little bit more efficient process in the future. And so thank you for that forward-looking thinking on this.
Anyone else? Okay, so do we need to make a motion on this, County Council, or?
Yes.
Okay.
A motion, and you can just make a motion to move the recommended actions.
Okay. Do I have a motion? Would someone like to make a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to adopt item number one on our agenda today.
Second.
Second. Do I have a second?
Perez.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't even hear. I guess I'm still in Hawaii here. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 That's it? That's only a item, right? We have on the agenda?
That's it.
That's it?
Executive officer updates.
Okay.
Executive
officer update?
All right, thank you. So just a few quick items for the executive officer update. So I know everyone was interested in ARENA. We have a draft being circulated internally at this point of all our housing element to address the ARENA. So our internal staff will review it, and then we'll get it to County Council once we're done. After that, we'll release it for a public review. So we're estimated around the September-October timeframe for a public review. We'll also host a workshop and a stakeholder workshop. So we'll send the invites out to all the planning commissioners for these workshops. And we're hoping to get the item officially to planning commission around the October-November timeframe, and then eventually to the board November-December. So we've found enough sites so far to accommodate the units that the state has given us. So once we adopt it, we'll send it to the state, and then we'll see if they have any additional comments. Most likely we'll have comments, so we'll have to bring it back to the board eventually afterwards. So that'll probably be in the early 2022 time period. Other things to consider with ARENA, there is a current lawsuit going on with OCOG. They're suing HCD over the methodology. The county is a member of OCOG, so we are unofficially part of that lawsuit. So we'll monitor and see how that goes. So other things we're monitoring now, there is a housing bill in the assembly right now, SB 9. That's the bill that will allow all single family residences to be subdivided into two lots and have two units per lot. So we'll see how far that goes. If it gets approved, that will have some big impacts throughout the state. So we'll see. It should be coming up pretty soon. So we're monitoring that. And the last item I have, there was a constituent letter that got sent out regarding the Chabad Center. It's a project in North Tustin. It's not ready for planning commission yet, so I'm not sure if you guys want a response on the letter now, but we'll have a briefing once the project is ready. We're aiming for like the October-November time period for the Chabad Center. But I know it already went to NTAC. It received approval at NTAC already. So there are residences that are monitoring that project. It's just not quite ready for planning commission just yet, but we'll have all the info ready. We'll address all their comments in that staff report, and then we'll provide briefings around that October-November timeframe. So those are all the updates I have. Thanks.
Thank you.
Quick question. The upcoming workshops, mm-hmm. Is it going to be a Zoom type of meeting, or is it going to be in person?
We're anticipating like a virtual meeting because it does involve a lot of constituents from the outside, advocacy groups, home builders. So I don't think we have our room large enough to kind of accommodate that,
okay.
Especially with COVID guidelines. So we thought it would be best for these larger workshops to be all virtual.
Okay. And then the second one is SB 9, mm-hmm. The subdivision into the two lots. Mm-hmm. Any information, like what's the minimum lot size?
So when I went over the Senate bill, there is no limit on the lot size. So it does still have to meet your site standards for the zone, but it automatically allows a single family residence to be divided in half.
It has a 1,200 square foot. It has to be a minimum of 1,200 square feet per home, but that's not the lot size, right? So the home just has to be a minimum of 1,200 square feet, and there are back and side setbacks. And I think the side setback I read yesterday, right, to you guys was 4 feet.
Yeah.
Really?
And the back setback was only 400 feet.
Or four.
Four, 40. 40.
No, 40. Four. It's four.
It was four, too? Around. Okay,
yeah.
Four.
Yeah.
We were kind of going through it. It's out of subcommittee, and it might be voted on very soon.
Yeah, that's going to be confusing.
There were some opinion pieces in the Voice of OC that might be interesting for everyone to read that were written by some lawyers, dueling lawyers.
Yeah, so I can see, right? I mean, my lot size is only 6,500 square feet. Let's say divide it in two equally, and then I still have the normal standard 15-foot setback from the, So something's going to have to be.
You'll have some exceptions, right? So we do have, in an unincorporated county, we do have exceptions to lot size based on narrow lots and shallow lots. So if you do have a small lot, it technically still could be divided, and you get exceptions on the setbacks. And the state law allows you even smaller setbacks than what we have. Mm-hmm. And we have a 35-foot height limit, so you still get a 1,200-square-foot house. Mm. If you are two stories and a smaller footprint, we could still have some big impacts on our lots, especially since the county lots are fairly large in general. Most of our lot sizes are at least 7,200 square feet or larger, so there's a lot of opportunities for people, if it does get passed, to start subdividing their lots.
And Mr. Chair?
The ministerial process.
Yes.
Question. First of all, thank you for continuing to bring this item up during your comments, because it's something that we're all interested in. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that. And secondly, could you let us know when we can expect to see a draft of the housing element on the website? And then third would be, do you anticipate any of the subdivided lots, if they would occur, to count towards RENA?
So for your second question on releasing the draft housing element, we're expecting probably the September timeframe to post on the website and do a full announcement. We'll do an email blast that's publicly available. We do know the advocacy groups are interested in it, so we'll email all of them too. They're on our list already. That would open the door for like a 30-day time period for comments. And then we'll address the comments once we get ready for the Planning Commission. And during that time period, we'll also have the workshop. So we'll have three things that will be posted online, the two workshops that we'll have plus the public draft. And then for the subdivision question, all billable units do count towards our RENA. However, when you subdivide and you sell, those are market rate houses. There is no requirement to make them affordable at this point. So we never had an issue meeting our market rate goal. It's always the affordable side. Right, we may get more units, but it will only affect our market rate side at this point.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay, thank you. County Council update?
I don't have any litigation updates.
Oh, great. Commissioner, comments?
No update.
Okay. We'll open the public comments again, and I guess nobody's on the line still?
I could do a quick check. John, do you see anybody online? John?
No, I don't.
All right, no, wait, thanks.
Yes. Yes.
And
I do not see one.
Sharon, you have not received any requests for public comment in person.
No, I have not. Okay.
Yeah, this is why I still like the in-person. That way, we don't have to look at each other trying to figure out what's going on. So I guess at this point, we can bring up again, County Council, you mentioned again, September 30th, when we're going to end the...
So September 30th is when the executive order that Governor Newsom issued allowing for some relief from the Brown Act expires. And that relief was that if you were appearing, if you're a member of a board or commission that is subject to the Brown Act and you were appearing telephonically or video conference, you did not have to disclose your location, et cetera. You could just do that. September 30th, that expires. Public agencies are allowed to, after September 30th, to still have public comments be remote in some way, but are not required. And but after that point, again, the commissioners all either have to appear in person, unless this is extended, or would have to disclose their location and allow the public in on the public agenda, which is what the Brown Act required before it was those provisions were suspended by executive order.
Okay. So with this so-called Delta variant increase in rate of infection, do you think that's going to change anything that you just
It could, right? So his expiration of September 30th came in June. We'll know before September 30th if that will change, right? I mean, he could extend it. He may not be governor
of
California. I don't know. So.
Okay, I'm not going to go there. Okay.
Yeah.
Commissioner, any other comments regarding what we just talked about? Okay, so we're good. So as far as bringing the public back into the chamber or allowing them to still call from outside locations, where do we go from here? You heard my suggestion already, but I mean, do we
staff have to do anything? Staff can make a decision about that. There is no agenda item on today, but what we could do is just make it coterminous and are remote for the public on September 30th, assuming that that's not extended.
Okay. Okay, I think that's all we have, right?
That's all we have.
Okay, so at this point, we'll adjourn the meeting for today. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you all.